English across the pond.
Hello! Hello, everybody. Hello to you, sir. Hello to you, ma'am. Hello to you and to you. Welcome, everybody who's listening. You're tuned to English Across the Pond, the podcast to improve your English. There are two hosts on this podcast. My name is Dan, and I'm one of the hosts.
And that makes me the other host. My name's Jennifer. I'm from America. I speak American English.
British English or American English? You don't need to choose anymore, my friends, because on this podcast we have British English and American English. Of course, in life, if you think you're going to live in America, then you could generally study American English. If you think you're going to be working for a British company, then, of course, study British English. But on here, you'll get access to two different accents. And this is the 21st century. You need to be able to understand as many English accents as you can. And by English accents, I mean Australian English, Canadian English, Brazilian English, Japanese English, Italian English. So the more that you communicate with people from around the world, the better. That's why we're here. We podcast every Friday. We have a little chat together. Today's subject. I'm excited about today's topic. It's a good one. We have a language focus at the end of the chat. And we also have membership. If you'd like to know more, if you'd like a free, F-R-E-E, free study plan, then please head along to englishacrossthepond.com/Gold, G-O-L-D, gold. Woo! Jennifer, how's life?
Life is super duper good. We're talking about imagination. How exciting.
Yeah.
And.
No, you go.
It's almost April.
Yeah. Spring is here. The sky is blue. Do you know that one?
No. New one. I thought you were making it up as you went along.
Dixie Cups, the Chapel of Love. Ooh. Now, if you're tuned in expecting to listen to a podcast about the English three-piece post-disco band Imagination, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the band Imagination. We're just talking about Imagination.
Yeah. Or as I like to say, Imagination. Which is not correct English. It's just so fun to say it that way.
And just before we started recording, I've started to say imagination. I've begun to speak the strange English that my co-host Jennifer speaks. So welcome to this podcast about imagination.
Yes.
Shall we get on with it?
Let's get on.
I've got a sort of preferences question for you. You ready?
Give it to me.
Dreamer or realist?
Ooh.
Yeah. You're going to say both, aren't you?
Both. Well, I was going to say in what context, in what situation?
In the context of your life.
So I think that I am a little mixture of both. And let me tell you why.
Thought you might say that.
I am a planner. I love details. I have this sense of control that I've been working on years of, letting go a little bit.
Yeah, sense of control.
And I think the planning piece, you know, I like to know like the different possible outcomes and things like that. I feel like that would make me a realist, right?
Yeah. I'm a control freak.
Googling. What is realist? A person who accepts a situation as it is and is prepared to deal with it accordingly. I feel like that kind of fits me. But as we recently talked about in an episode, I think it was last one, proposals, right? I am full of ideas always.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a dreamer in the sense of like, oh, the sky is the limit.
Wow.
There is no limit and possibilities, and there are no limitations of what can happen. And I think that I'm a dreamer in like business aspects or like the possibility. You know, I guess I dream really big. And then in some situations, my business partner, my
Hi.
husband, or someone, they have to kind of say like,
Earth to Jennifer, Earth to Jennifer.
Earth to Jennifer, do you think that's realistic? And then I'll have to say like, well, you know, we can manifest anything, right?
Yeah, like really?
I behold the abundance that is around me.
$10 million by the end? Really? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'm manifesting it right now. So if you have not become a gold member, then just kidding.
Well, no. It's interesting, the expression, the sky is the limit. I wonder if that idiom comes from before flight was very common. Because actually, the sky is the limit. The sky isn't the limit. We should say, you know, Mars is the limit. Do you know what I mean?
But then it's like, why are we stopping at Mars?
Well, no. Yeah.
The infinite... The infinite galaxy is the limit.
I thought that somewhere that takes 7 years to travel to was far enough. But silly me.
Think again.
Yeah, think again. So, what I want to know is, I want to drill down into this. That's what they say, these business people. We're going to drill down into the numbers.
We're
going to... Go on.
Yes.
Wild, vivid.
I was taking a breath to prepare.
Yeah. Wild, vivid. Do you think your imagination is kind of like vivid and fertile and crazy? Or do you just think it's like strong? Do you know what I mean? Do you come up with wild and crazy things like an surreal artist would? Or do you think you... Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I see what you mean. And I would probably say not really.
Mm.
Like you said, like a surreal artist would. I'm not really an artist in any form of that word.
Excuse me, I am going to interrupt that. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
What?
Your first job.
Oh, a sandwich artist!
You see? You're a sandwich artist.
But I didn't last. Maybe,
yeah, because
maybe
you were
it was
too...
I wasn't cut out
you were
for
too
making
artistic.
Sandwiches. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, well, let me say, I am an artist in some ways.
Mm.
But artistically, I don't think my brain really goes like that vivid and that deep and that colorful and that imaginative. I don't think.
Mm. Not yet.
Not yet, maybe. And not that that's like a bad thing or like, oh my gosh, oh, I'm not it. My imagination isn't so vivid. I think it's just kind of standard. Standard imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. What about you?
No. I'm pretty bad at imagining things. When we had like, you know, the teacher at school would say, imagine. And I just think, no, I can't. I don't know. That's okay. And again, I don't mind. That's okay. You know, horses for courses. We all have our own strengths and weaknesses. But no, I'm not so good. Not really. But that's okay. If someone gives me something that's imaginative, I can really run with the idea, but I don't have the ideas. I'm not full of, like, it takes me a long time. I work through things logically and practically, and ideas come from that. If, you know, my imagination comes from not being imaginative. That makes sense to me, even if it doesn't make any sense to anybody else. So not really, no. If someone said, you know, imagine the wild and craziest thing ever, it probably wouldn't be all that wild or crazy.
Say that again, if it wasn't...
If someone said, you know, design a real wild and crazy restaurant, my wild and crazy restaurant might just have a 2-for-1 offer.
Oh, so you're saying if someone asked you to design something wild and crazy, it might not be wild and crazy.
Yeah, whereas somebody else might do kind of a sort of like a restaurant that's on the moon.
Monkeys hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, thanks.
Who deliver your food down each other. They're hanging from their tails, and there's 5. Yeah.
Look at you, Miss Imagination.
I know, I was trying to roll with it.
No, it's good. We should have an episode where we just do blue sky thinking.
I like that.
I think it's
good
when...
Add it to the list.
Yeah, when people say, you see people on business programs say, just give me anything, nothing's too crazy. Don't worry about what you say, I'm going to write it up on the board. Let's go, let's have some, you know, out of the box, let's go. And then someone says something that's really stupid and everyone goes to themselves, that's really stupid. Do you know what I mean? Because there's kind of blue sky thinking and being crazy, but then there's like, Raquel, not that crazy, please. Thank you. You know.
Raquel, within the limits, please.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, Raquel, but that's just silly. Rein it in, girlfriend. What I want to know
But isn't
is...
there...
What?
I'm sorry, isn't there, like, no such... Shouldn't there be no such thing as a stupid question?
Yeah, there is no such thing as a stupid question, unless it's kind of a stupid question.
One of those guys, okay?
No, well, if
All
someone,
right,
you know,
fine.
like, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Don't mind everybody. It's okay. And then when someone goes like, what's that over there? Well, that's the fire exit, Michelle. It's got fire exit written on it. What do you think it is? Sorry.
Yeah.
Whew, I'm getting a bit tense.
I know. I could. You're getting hot and bothered.
Tell me about the future, Miss Imagination. Tell me about life 50 years from now. Why don't you?
In the future,
there's going to
let's
be monkeys in restaurants.
See. Monkeys in restaurants. Robots.
Yeah.
Robots.
Robot
and
monkeys.
And AI is definitely a part of our.
Yeah.
Definitely a part of our future. What else?
Is it possible to predict the future?
I think the people who are doing the tech stuff have an idea.
Nah, clever clogs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the people working with AI, they kind of have an idea of what's coming. But, I mean, people sleeping in the driver's seat of a car
Ooh,
on the freeway.
Bring it on.
It's happening already.
Yeah.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Self-driving cars, whatever. That is absolutely crazy to me, but it's happening. It's there. Maybe some of our listeners are like, yeah, it's how I get to work every day.
Yeah. If there's any robot monkeys listening.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time imagining, and we've talked, I don't know which episode we talked about this, but I have a hard time imagining, like, what technology or, like, big futuristic thing that's not here yet are my grandchildren going to have that I'm just going to, you know, that they're going to be like, Grandma. Maybe I won't be called Grandma. I don't know. But Grandma, what?
You'll be called Space Monkey. Sorry. I'll stop saying
Maybe.
Space Monkey. Yeah.
You know, could you have ever imagined that this blah, blah, blah would exist? And I could sincerely be like, you know, Shunny, no, I don't. I just couldn't even imagine that.
You've got the voice.
Suddenly I became... Well, suddenly I became like a southern grandma.
Yeah, the best grandmas are from the south, I think.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's difficult. But I'll tell you what you can do is we can go back together, me and you, we can go back 50 years and look at how people used to predict the world that we live in. Shall we do that now?
Yes.
Right, so have you got Google there?
Yes.
Put in 19, I think it's 1958, jet pack, you know, jet pack, JETPACK, mailman, as in what we in Britain call postman, jet pack mailman, 1958. Look at that picture.
Okay. Oh, an image. Huh.
You see it?
Look at that. Arthur Ray Raidbaus. Shiny, happy future.
Now, this
What's
is...
What's he doing?
This is from
oh,
the...
Oh, he's flying.
Yeah, he's a jetpack mailman. This is from the golden age of what's called futurism, which was a phenomenon in the 1950s in America. And what's interesting about this image... I actually teach a lesson about this, so I'm going into teacher mode. What's interesting about this picture is that while they predicted that correspondence would speed up, they got the way that it was going to happen wrong. We don't have flying postmen, not yet. But we have email, of course.
Oh.
Good, isn't it?
Yes. I like that. How interesting. I wonder why that didn't happen.
Well, there's...
Uncle Sam's mail. I was trying to read this fine print.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the green. Anybody out there who's interested in this, it's an amazing set of images. It's called Closer Than We Think. Hopefully you're on Google now. I say, if you Google Jetpack Mailmen 1958, you'll get that picture up. There's like 50 in the series. What's interesting about the series is the gender roles are completely the same, and in every single picture, the lady is at home cooking. So
the
what?
lady. Oh, look at that. Well, come on, guys.
But I think
I do see this closer than we think.
It's because I think they were looking at how technology would change, not how, you know, gender or sort of equality would change.
Gender roles
yeah.
would change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That guy who created that was probably like, oh, the sky is the limit.
Amazing, amazing set of pictures. And if anyone's, of course, a teacher out there, or wants to have a look through the pictures, it's crazy because, of course, what we can do is look back 50 years and then, of course, we can try to project forward. I think you're right about AI. I think what might happen is that kind of things where if we want to, our watch, for example, will know when we last ate. So our watch will also maybe know about our dietary needs. So food will be ordered automatically. You know, recipes that we've that biologically, you know, the food and nutrition that we need. I also think that if we're delayed on the way to work without telling anyone, the meeting will automatically be put back sort of 15 minutes or 20 minutes because the traffic light's on red, the traffic light's synced with the car is linked with the office is linked with everything. So I think there's going to be so much more like automation and synchronization of things happening automatically, things being done for us sort of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
That sounds... I think it's because it doesn't sound that far off.
No, right, that's it, yeah.
Like, it sounds, like, possible. So it's like, yeah, I could see that happening.
Mm.
I could totally see that happening.
I'll do one more.
Yeah.
I won't ask you the question because I've Googled the answer. To get from Earth to space, it's 11 kilometers. Not far, really. If you think about driving 11 kilometres, you know, sort of 8 miles or something, it takes, I think the space shuttle, I think this is right, it takes about 2 or 3 minutes to get out. What's escape velocity? I think in the future, for me to get to Japan, my rocket or whatever it is will zoom straight out of the atmosphere, the Earth will spin round and I'll drop back down and I'll be in Japan in sort of half an hour, 40 minutes an hour. I said
it. Wait, what is 40 miles an hour?
Did I say 40 miles an hour?
That's what I just heard.
Sorry. What I meant to say was it's 11 kilometers to get out of our atmosphere. It only takes a couple of minutes. So, oh yeah, no, 40 minutes an hour. Sorry, I meant 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes an hour.
Huh.
Not like 40 kilometers an hour. I mean like 3, 4, 5, 20, 40, 60, 20 minutes, 40 minutes an hour. Something like that.
I'm feeling so confused. You know my visual brain. When you're saying all these numbers, you're like, oh, wait, no, 40. I'm like, 40, 60, 30, 1. What? 1, 2, 3. Not this hour. Not kilometers. It's miles. No, it's minutes.
And you see.
You've lost me.
You see language learners out there, people trying to improve their English. Even two native speakers get completely confused.
Exactly. You know, and it's almost as if I'm hearing wah, 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 wah. My brain shut down because it was like, there's too many numbers. I'm not following.
And the reason that I can sort of keep up with all these things is when I'm just wandering around, my brain goes to things like, we'll be able to go into space and visit Japan in under an hour. This is the sort of thing I think about when I'm going about my business.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Futurist.
Then who's the big imaginationist in this duo now? Hmm? Sounds like you.
Yeah, it's
walking
me.
Walking around thinking about that.
Yeah, well, I would like to talk to you more, but I'm off for lunch with Elon Musk.
Tell him I'll see him at dinner. Ooh.
Ooh, strange name, isn't it? Elon Musk. It's like an anagram or something. Hi,
yeah.
I'm Elon. Elon Musk.
I'm Elon.
What?
Elon, if you're listening, we're not making fun of you.
No, we love you. And your name. Sorry, Elon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Let your imaginations go wild.
And if you've got any future predictions for 2070, write in and let us know. And what we'll do is we'll come back in 50 years. It'll be episode 8,402. And we'll check in and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, on that bombshell. Jetpack Mailman.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jetpack Mailman. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome back. This is the Language Focus, and we're going to consider the verb to imagine. Imagination, the verb to imagine. And the verb can be followed by a gerund, an ing word, or an infinitive, but the meaning will change. And there are a few verbs like this in English. So, for example, with imagine, imagine living in the Middle Ages. This means I would like you to consider what it would be like to live hundreds of years ago. Compare that with, I imagined him to be much younger. The meaning here is expected. I expected that he would be much younger. So there's a difference in meaning after the verb to imagine, depending on how we end the sentence with a gerund or an infinitive. Another example is the verb to forget. When we follow forget, when we follow forget with a gerund, it means that you have forgotten that you've done something. For example, I forgot reading that book. I can't remember that I read that book. I've forgotten the fact. I forgot reading the book when I was a kid. Of course, the other meaning, the infinitive, forget to order the pizza. It's just a normal to not remember to do something. A couple of examples of verbs whose meaning changes depending on how we finish the sentence. Gerund or infinitive, I'll put a little list in the study plan for our dear members. Until next time, bye.